Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 675, Be Fueled by the Positive. When you're working on your goals, do it for the improvement. Do it for becoming more confident, more capable, and actually accomplishing something that you want to do. Don't be fueled by the haters, by proving people wrong, those people that want to see you fail. Here's the thing about the people that want to see you fail. There may be some people out there that are rooting against you, but when it comes down to it, they have their own goals. They have their own life. And if you start doing things for the negative, for the people watching you that are wanting you to fail, which I think with a lot of this, oh man, you hear this all the time. And what really got me going on this topic again is I saw a TikTok tonight. And I'm like, you've got people to prove wrong. You know, the thing is, that will only take you so far. Now, the interesting thing is, based on who you are, what your skill level is, what you're working on, how good you actually get on it, yes, maybe you can get far being, you know, driven by the negative, by proving people wrong, by having the chip on your shoulder. But you want to know what? You're going to get much, much further if instead of the chip on your shoulder, you have the calm, unshakable confidence to go out, work on the things that you want to work on, work through the process, make progress, have setbacks. But when you have those setbacks, you come back to center. And you continue to move forward whenever that time is best for you. See, if you do things fueled by the negative, whether there's specific people or there's like you want to prove a bunch of folks wrong, what happens once you've proven them wrong? What next? Because you had this thing that you wanted to prove to people, then you proved it. Now what drives you? Look, man, I had so many people think I wasn't going to amount to anything because they thought I was mentally slow, thought that I was stupid, thought that I was the R word. That was my favorite, being called that repeatedly. And I had years. I just wanted to prove people wrong. And I can tell you, actually going in a different direction and really focusing inward as best you can. Is there going to be times where you hear negative things or have negative thoughts of that people on the outside are looking at what it is you're doing or that you're going to want to prove people wrong? Yeah, you're going to have those moments. But that can't be what drives you. Because if that's what drives you, you're going to hit your goals. It's going to be empty. And then, because you were doing this to prove them wrong. This was your driver, right? Well, what next? And that's not even getting into the whole thing of like literally unpacking the fact that somebody else is negative opinion, which may or may not even be their core belief. Meaning, they might think that about you, but deep down, I mean, they've got their own stuff that they're wanting to work on. Letting somebody, how does it make you feel knowing that you allowed somebody else's opinion of you or perceived opinion to drive what you were working on? I get the narrative of having a chip on your shoulder and proving them wrong. Believe me, again, there's part of me every time that I create something, that I do something in my job that is just a little bit of outside the box thinking put into a process and you see success with it. There's part of me that, you know, thinks back to those conversations back in childhood and high school and wants to be like, showed you. But that's not what drives me. What drives me is that I'm figuring out who I am as a person. I've been working on this for like a decade. And I do realize that I'm evolving just like you're evolving. and that I want to leave a positive impact in the world, both in the mental health space, especially for men's mental health. It is okay for us to express our emotions. And it's necessary, because when you get into your 30s, 40s, and beyond, if you've been bottling that stuff down for years, it starts seeping to the surface. And then in health and fitness, we're focusing on the actions and efforts in front of us and putting the scale number and the body composition as the byproduct. It's not the main focus. So yeah, I have things that I'm working on. I have things that drive me. And I do have my moments where it's like, and in health and fitness, do you know how many jobs as a trainer I got looked over for, that I got passed over for? It absolutely could have been my work schedule on some of them, because this was as a second job. And this was, wow, almost a decade ago now, right? But there's always that part of me, because of my insecurities around cerebral palsy, that thought that was it. And I totally have been, and I had the studio that I worked at, that I wound up working at, Sensi 360, Josh, when he hired me, Josh, if you're listening, thank you. He was like, I'm bringing you in because you're different too. He's like, you do all this and you have a disability. So it actually, the thing that would have been the chip on my shoulder in one situation was actually what helped me get my foot in the door in another. But the whole reason we're having this conversation is I just don't want you to be working on the stuff that you do and being fueled by the wrong things. I want you to feel fulfilled. I want you to feel confident. I want you to feel good about what it is you're doing. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and it's really hard to do this without the dark side, light side comparison. So we're going to stay away from that. But just know, only a Sith deals in absolutes, and you know how that ends. Okay, I couldn't completely stay away from that. But seriously, focus on the, and it's not just like focus on the positive wishy-washy. Focus on the fact that you're getting better to process. Focus on the fact that you're feeling more confident and capable as you work on your goals, as you move along. You are developing more skills. You are getting connected with different people. You know, you're really enriching your life as you work through these things. Focus on that versus proving people wrong. And again, you're going to have those times where you just want to, like, you know, either in your head or in conversation, stick it to those people. If you do that at times, hey, man, it happens, right? But I want your general underlying thought process to be, I'm not being fueled to show other people up. I'm doing this because I'm bettering myself. I'm bettering things for those around me. I'm making these connections. I'm doing what I need to do. Might seem like a bit of a subtle difference, but I guarantee it'll make a huge difference. But let me know your thoughts. You can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry on there. You can email me. That is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Or you can text me. That is 859-208-2334. Thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.